Mark chapter number 4 this evening, if you have your Bibles, the book of Mark chapter number 4. I want to look in verse number 21, Mark chapter 4 and verse number 21. The scripture says in verse 21, "And he said unto them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he hath." What truth tonight. And from this text, this is the thought that the Lord would have me title it. The truth must shine. Sower. The sower went forth to sow. As the sower's going, we understand that that represents the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is sowing the seed of the word of God. We saw that in verse 14, that the sower soweth the word. And so our job tonight as we come in to preach is to sow the word of God, just to sow the seed. The parable goes on to say there are four different types of soil. What type of soil are you? And we went through that as we studied the scriptures last week. At the end of the parable, Jesus stepped away from the multitude, and in verse number 10, the Bible says when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he went on to explain further the interpretation of the parable, how the sower sows the seed. Some of it falls on ground that is compacted, and it falls by the wayside, and Satan comes and snatches it up. Some of it is choked amongst the thorns and the cares of this life, and so on, right? And finally, some falls on good ground, and when it does, it bears 30, 60, yea, 100-fold. Now, Jesus has got this group of disciples and those that are following along with him. And a disciple, what is a disciple? Mathetes. It is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, one who is following the truth. What is truth? Pilate asked that question. What is truth? I'll tell you what truth is. The truth is Jesus. A disciple is one who listens to the truth. He's one who learns the truth, and he's one, if I can say it like this, he lives by the truth. Can I get a witness, disciples? The truth is that which is fact, that which is perfectly consistent. The truth is that which is never changing. The Supreme Court may change. The president may change. Times may change. But, honey, the truth does not change. I need amen right there. Jesus, God Almighty, does not change. Amen. Truth is determined by the eternal character of Almighty God. In John chapter 8, verse 31, I want you to see this. In John chapter 8, we've been preaching a lot here lately about the Word of God. I love the Word, reading through the Psalms, reading through the book of Proverbs. What about the Word of God? John 8, 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my Word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What did y'all just sing? What about that? Amen? My brother Adam and I are looking at each other because I didn't know what he's going to sing and he didn't know what I was going to preach. Amen? But that's just God. He lines it up every single time. Ain't God good? Amen? So a true disciple is one who embraces the truth, one who grows in the truth, one who the truth has made free. Amen. Now, you're close in John chapter 8. Look at verse chapter 17, verse 17. John 17:17. The Bible tells us, Jesus' words, John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I said it a minute ago that the truth never changes. Y'all said amen. The word of God is truth, amen, and the truth never changes. Y'all okay? You said amen a minute ago. You better say amen now, amen. So let's just say to be sanctified. What does that mean? Oh, preacher, that's some religious word. It means to be set apart from the rest of the world for God's purpose, set apart by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a marker. Listen, the Bible says that we can't worship unless we worship Him in truth. He said God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The church is rooted and grounded in the truth. 1 Timothy 3:15, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and the ground of truth. Now here's Jesus telling us that the sower sowed the seed. And when he sows the seed, he's sowing truth. Well, tonight when we're preaching, we're trying to sow not just seed, but the truth, the word of God. Amen. Thank God for it. That when the truth is sown to the fertile heart, it will bear fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Jesus then expands upon this parable a little further. He took simple things and he gave us such great truths from them. He gets then to verse 21. He said unto them, that smaller group of the disciples and a few others that are there, amen. And he mentions to them about a candle. He says, is a candle put under a bushel or under a bed? So we take that candle tonight. That candle, number one, is an illustration of light. Jesus is using an everyday thing. A candle was very common in the home. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have Duke and Progress Energy and all these different places. They had candle power. Amen. To them and to us, Jesus speaks a truth to us about the light of the truth of the gospel, which must shine forth in the darkness. Now, if it's okay, it may hurt somebody's feelings, but I'm going to cut the lights off for just a second. And when I do, you're not going to see probably a whole lot. But you see right there, there's a lot of darkness, glory to God, but the darkness couldn't put out the light. In fact, I just want to go on record tonight and tell y'all, I don't care how much darkness you face in your life, there's never been a time that darkness could defeat the light. Light always wins, amen. Thank God for that tonight. So you may say, Preacher Darren, I've just got a little light. Let your little light shine for the glory of God. Darkness cannot defeat your little light. That light will find the cracks, and it'll defeat darkness every single time. Let me give you a bigger illustration. Watch this. And darkness had to flee. Amen. The darkness is gone when the lights, amen, come on. Somebody said to me one time, they said, Preacher Dan, is there really darkness or is it just an absence of light? Woo, boy, that gets us to thinking, don't it? You know what this candle represents? Look, it's just one candle. It represents individual light. Do not underestimate the value or the power of one individual light. You can take one youngin', amen, that's saved, amen, one little light, and God will use it for the glory of God. Thank God for it tonight. Whew! A candle is a light that is essential to the home. It's just a small vessel with a lighted wick. It has the ability and the power to light up the room. I probably would say there's been times where I was preaching at a church and maybe the electricity went off. I didn't say the power. The electricity went off and I had to preach anyway by candle power. Let me tell you something. If you can preach and the electricity on, you preach when the electricity's off. Amen. Thank God for it now. The candle, Jesus asked the question, is the candle brought to be put under the bushel or under the bed? Of course, the answer is no. The light is not meant to be hidden. It is meant to be seen. The truth is light. Light is truth. It's meant to be seen. It's meant to be examined. Nobody would put this under a bushel or under a bed. Now, what is a bushel? I'm glad you asked. I brought one. It's just a little old. That's a bushel, right? And a bushel is just a container that the bushel doesn't have any holes in it. It's a container for you to put things in, maybe to measure beans or to measure dry measures of grain. And to me, a bushel represents prosperity. The light should not be put out by prosperity. Amen? Do not let your career and your life pursuits put out the light of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This light, I didn't bring the bed, but y'all can imagine what one looks like. Hopefully after a while you'll probably climb in one. And the bed, you don't put it under a bed. It represents pleasure. It represents leisure. It represents just laziness and slumber. Hey, glory to God, don't let your laziness put your light out. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Amen. Are y'all okay? He said it. Scripture says, is it not to be set on a candlestick? It's to be lifted up. It's to be brought to a place of prominence. It's to be brought to a place where it can be appreciated. Light is a most powerful source. I've got some words that start with the letter R. It reflects. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. And we are to inflect. The light's to get in us. And we're to reflect, amen, that light of Jesus Christ. You know what Jesus said in Matthew 5:14? Ye are the light of the world. You see, because he lives inside. Because he lives inside of you, you are the light of the world. Amen? Yes, amen. Thank God for it. And your light is not to be put under the bushel. And it's not to be put under the bed. How many times in the service have you tried to put it under a bushel? How many times have you tried to hide the light that was in you? He wanted you to testify. He wanted you to share what God's doing in your life. I just had to do it a minute ago. I walked up to somebody that I said, listen, I've had you pray about a specific thing, and I want to tell you something. God has answered. They went, what's the shouting over there just a minute ago? Praise, I just want to tell you. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm glad you told me that. A lot of people don't tell me. Honey, I'm telling you, when God answers prayer, brag on him. The devil tried to jump on my shoulder and said, listen, no, don't do that. That's the craziest thing. Honey, brag on God. Give glory to God, not glory to self. Give glory to God. So light reflects. Light also repels. It defeats the darkness. The Bible says in John 1, verse number 5, the light shineth in darkness. You saw it a minute ago. We cut the lights off. The light still shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. You just saw it. The darkness, did you see it? It was scared to death. It did not know what to do, how to put that light out. It tried its forces, its power. It did all it could do to put the light out. But guess what, honey? The darkness cannot put the light out. The light repels. The light radiates. The smallest light overcomes darkness. We talked about it a minute ago. It'll shine in darkness. It's a beacon. Psalm 119. Turn there. Psalm 119. We read through the Psalms last month. Psalm 119, verse 105 is on my heart tonight. It should be marked in your Bible if you believe in marking in your Bible. And you might put the initials TTP. Preacher Darren, who is that? Tried, tested, and proven. Psalm 119, verse 105. Look at it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. The word of God is the light. It radiates. It gives us guidance. Look at verse 130 while you're close. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Woo! It giveth understanding unto the simple. Isn't that great? Light reveals. A lighthouse in the middle of the darkest storm will shine the light to warn of the shore and to give guidance. Amen. The woman with the headpiece, she said one of the coins had fell out of the headpiece. And she, what'd she do? The Bible says she lit a candle. She swept the house and searched diligently till she found it. And hallelujah. And when she did, she said, "Woo! Rejoice with me, for I have found that which was lost." She lit a candle. That candle represents Jesus. Amen. He is the light. I was reading in Proverbs the other night as we're going through Proverbs, and I got this point. The light, it rejoices. The Bible says the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. In Alaska, in the deepest of wintertime, there are 24 hours of darkness. That means that there's no hours of light. They have many up there that have physical disorders due to a lack of light. It's called seasonal affective disorder. People around here are bad to get it. It's SAD, sad, because of a lack of light in the middle of the wintertime. The sufferer is oftentimes recommended to have light therapy. You know what we need tonight? Their churches, honey, we need some light therapy, amen. That's what we need, amen. Not just physical light, but spiritual light. Fiber optic cables. They deliver messages at 186,000 miles per second. In fact, it has been said that some of our fiber optics can be 70% faster than the speed of light. Woo! That's moving along. In other words, light causes the transmittance of information. I'm preaching tonight by the light. As the light delivers the message, so should we deliver the message. Amen. To have a candle and to place it under a bushel or a bed will not provide light. Let's just talk about this for a second. Amen. See if I got it. Where's the light now? The light's hidden. The light cannot be seen. We cut the lights off in here, and darkness will rule the day because the light has been hidden under a bushel or under a bed somewhere. But this light is meant to be placed in a prominent place that the entire home, notice with me, it is an individual light that is for to be the individual home. And when we come to church individually and we come together in public, we're all to bring the light with us. This place ought to light up bigger than the Christmas tree. Amen. Amen. Now, we are not to hide our light under a bushel or under a bed. That light is within us, and we're to project it to a lost and dying world. We must project the light. We must project the truth, if I could say it that light. Now, listen to this. When I met Jesus, it was like I swallowed sunshine. You get it? Woo! And now his light lives inside of me. Amen. Thank God for it. So we see then, number one, the illustration of light. The next one's going to move quicker, I promise. Number two, there is the illumination of light. What is illumination but light as it is being shed forth? He gives an explanation in verse number 22. There is nothing hid which shall not be manifest. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. I got to think about something that may be precious to you. Maybe at your house you have a bar of gold. I guarantee you your bar of gold is not out sitting on your front porch by the swing. You probably got it under Fort Knox. I'm talking about your valuables, your jewelries, your precious dollar bills. You've got them locked up somewhere. You've got them hidden, tucked away in secret. I don't know how much you've got. I don't really want to find out. But you probably loaded. But you hiding it. But there's coming a day that you're in hopes of getting what you've hidden. Maybe it's jewelry. or whatever it is, you're hoping to get that out and get to use it and expose it. Amen. Let me tell you something. How much more precious is the truth of the light of the gospel than your jewelry? How much? Your jewelry can't save anybody. Your retirement package can't save anybody. Your dollar bills can't save anybody. Amen. But listen, he said it's going to, you're going to get it out at some point in time and you're going to share it. Now, Jesus is sending this group. They've come to him privately. Here we go. What I've told you in secret, it's a secret meeting. He's been alone with them. I want you to proclaim it from the rooftop. I want you to share the glorious light of the gospel to the ends of the world. The truth that is enlisted to you, you're to proclaim it. You're to herald it. Listen, he doesn't want you to take the message he's given you and keep it in secret and put it under a bushel. He wants you to get out and share the gospel, amen, to the ends of the world. You're to be a conduit for the light, amen. Ask you a question tonight. It's personal. Has God ever shared the truth of his word with you? Has God placed you in a church where the light of the glorious gospel is being broadcast and projected? Then we have a responsibility to take that light even further every single day of our life. There should be no dark places where we live. I thought about this. What happened Sunday while we were singing with the lights inside the sanctuary? The back bank of lights went out. Then directly when it cooled off, we cut them back on again. It tripped the breaker. Things got too hot. Lord, when's the last time in your spiritual walk you got tripped the breaker? Amen. Preacher, I'm afraid I'm going to trip a breaker, so I just better chill out for a little bit. Let me tell you, you need to let your hair down. And you need to start worshiping God and don't be inhibited by who's going to think what about you. You better worry what Jesus thinks about you, what Jesus knows about you to be true. Now, I'm telling you, them lights back there going off, man, started working it with me. I mean, we had people up here setting a light and people back there in darkness. How many people are under the shadow of the steeple of this church in darkness? And do we care? I was going to be honest, the entire time I stood here Sunday night preaching, I think I was preaching on Ruth, I think. When I stood here preaching on Ruth, I kept seeing back there in darkness. People was trying to sit back there, And I was like, man, y'all drive me crazy. I can't hardly even look at it. I can't be comfortable even looking into that darkness back there. There was times I even tried to preach over here because the way the sun was coming in, I got a better angle because I got some light back there. Hey, man, thank God for the light. There's been some dark nights in this old boy's life, and I was longing for the daybreak, amen. And thank God that the sun comes up in the morning. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, amen. But joy cometh in the morning. He that goeth forth bearing precious seed, glory to God, and weeping will one day come rejoicing with his sheaves with him, amen. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. So there's the illumination of the light. Thirdly, there's an invitation of the light. Verse 23. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. I searched the scriptures and I counted myself at least 16 times that Jesus said, let him hear. In fact, in verse 9, he said it, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And now he said it again in verse number 23. 16 times he's made this statement. Having heard the truth, we must apply it and we must act upon it. Amen. Our responsibility is to hear this about the light and let the light shine. Now what that bushel does is that bushel, it not only hinders the light, but it'll smother it. It'll put the preacher there and it'll not put it out. Honey, I'm telling you, it'll put that light so low you'll not have any appreciation of it whatsoever.
It's meant to snuff out. That there's things we can do in our lives and in our churches that'll snuff out the light. I've seen churches that were once powerhouses for the cause of Christ who sometime later, because of some acts of the flesh, that now they're not that lighthouse that they once were. Am I right? Just think about that. So we, our responsibility is to let the light shine. Fourthly, in verse number 24, he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. Amen. So there is then the intention of the light. As we walk about as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must let the truth shine in our lives. It must shine. It needs to shine from this pulpit. Every time the doors are open, the truth needs to shine from this pulpit. It must shine from this choir. It must shine from these Sunday school classes. It must shine from these pews. It must shine from these altars. It must be projected and broadcasted from this location to the ends of the world. Send the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we cannot put out what we do not first take in. You're not going to project the light if you've not first received the light. Are y'all okay with that statement? We cannot pass on what we don't possess. I can't give you $20 if I don't have $20. I can't give you light if I don't have light. Now, these are some interesting verses. I cannot teach you what I've not first learned. Think about it. We can't be beaming the word of God, the light of the gospel, out to the world if we don't have the light of the gospel here inside the church. It's never going to work. So, be careful what you hear. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, I think we're reading Proverbs 23 tomorrow. Turn there. Verse 17. Well, Preacher Darren, let's save that for tomorrow and let's get out of here. Proverbs 23, verse 17. Proverbs 23, no, verse 7, sorry. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he, Proverbs 23, 7, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So look at me. If the truth comes in, the truth goes out. Let me say it again. If you receive the truth should go out from you. If you receive the light of Jesus Christ, you're to project the light that now lives inside of you. Y'all okay with that statement? But be careful what you hear, because if I listen to garbage, the garbage comes in and the garbage goes out. The junk goes in and the junk goes out. I feel like I'm firing in the right hole right here. I'm just telling you. Oh, preacher, I've got to be careful what I listen to, but I don't like it. You know why? Your flesh likes things of flesh. But you've got to learn to feed your spirit, amen? And feed your spirit, it won't eat things of the flesh. It won't spiritual things. Truth, you want to be a better Christian? Then receive the truth. When you and the more truth you receive, the more truth goes out. Amen? Well, just listen to what Jesus said here. Watch it. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall, what's that next word? More. Unto you that hear shall more be given. As you receive light you receive, the more light you can send out. As a pastor, if you want to help your people, get in the Word. Receive the light. The more light you receive, the more light you will be able to emit when you're preaching. Preacher Darren, what can I do? I'm not getting nothing from you. Well, you need to pray for your preacher to get more light and to get in the Word deeper than he's ever been. And don't quit running him around to every hospital. You're not getting light at those places. You're getting light in the Word of God. Preacher Darren, we're not doing that to you. I'm just trying to help some other young pastor out there. that there's trying some deacon trying to get him by the nose and trying to tell him what he ought to do and what he ought not to do. At every other breath, he's trying to be led by the deacon. Honey, don't be led by the deacons. Be led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Listen to the word. Receive the word. It's light going in you. And the more light you get, the more light you can emit. The effect of the light is empowering. It'll shape you. It'll fill you. I love to listen to preach. Man, I listen to preaching. You know what I do? I'll pick me a preacher, and I'll just start listening to sermons. Just boom, 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 boom. One right after the next. Let's preach, listen, preaching, 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 preaching. And I get what he's been going through for the last month or so. And then, okay, after about a month, I'll get on another, listen to another preacher. Boom, 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 boom. I just love to listen to preaching. I couldn't listen to enough of it. I love preaching. Y'all love preaching? A lot of people in the church don't love preaching. I mean, of course, if they did, they'd be here. But they're not here because they don't love preaching. They're not here because they don't love singing. They're not here because there are other things that are taking priority in their life tonight. A preacher going to make me mad. I'm watching online. Get up out of the bed and listen to me for just a second. Come to the house of God. There's just something here that you can't get at home. I mean, it's just, I know I appreciate fiber optic speed being 186,000 miles per second. It's incredible how quick it can get to you. But there's just nothing can replace being in the house of God. Amen? That's not in my notes. That just came out like a belch, and I won't say it. Excuse me. It does matter what you receive. It does matter what you're taking in. It does matter what you're listening to. It does matter who you're listening to. I listen to a preacher. Boom, 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 boom. Wrong doctrine. I stopped. I listened to it again to make sure that I heard what I heard. And I said, okay, next preacher. I didn't continue on because it was not right according to the scripture. Oh, Preacher Darren, that's according to you. That's according to the Holy Ghost leading me. Not every person that stands up am I supposed to listen to. Y'all, just because he calls himself a preacher don't mean he's a preacher. Oh, preacher, that goes for you too. You're exactly right. You're right. I know God called me to preach. I was there when he did. And I did my best to get out of it, amen. And I still would if I could. I don't like having to get up, get all lathered up, watch people frown at me and say, would you hurry and get me out of here? That's not fun, amen. But I just don't say this. Necessity is laid upon me to preach the gospel. And tonight, I'm not here seeking your approval. I'm not here courting your fanfare or trying to get you to shake my hand. Honey, I'm here tonight because Jesus gave me a message and told me to broadcast the light and to tell you that light lives in you and you need to quit hiding under a bushel when you're at school or when you're on your job place, or you need to quit hiding from your family, putting it under a bed. You need to start emitting, projecting, and broadcasting the light of the gospel and what Jesus has done for you. Preacher, are you being stirred up? I'm getting stirred up. The Bible says, look, underline it, unto you that hear shall more be given. Have a question. How many of you would like more? Extra, extra. Read all about it. But wait, there's more. You ever watch them infomercials? They trying to sell you flex tape or whatever it is and garden hoses and stuff. And man, you're watching that and amazed at that. And all of a sudden they said, but wait, there's more. Boy, that gets you to, honey, the gospel. If you enjoy it, if you listen, but wait, there's more, much more. Glory to God for that, amen, tonight. For you that hear, more shall be given. I'm interested in the superlative, in the more. More blessing, more joy. I could use that. More peace, and more favor, more grace. And don't that sound good tonight? More, thank God, if we'll just get in the word, if we'll just get under the light of the gospel. Preacher Darren, it just can't be that simple. Honey, it can't be that hard. This cannot be as difficult as you're making it. Amen. It's simple tonight. Verse 25. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Preacher, I don't think that's a fair statement. Well, we used to play basketball. We would play by a rule we came up with called make 'em, take 'em. If you made a basket, you got the ball again. The enemy couldn't get it. Make 'em, take 'em. Make 'em. So this is what I think he's trying to say. Use it or lose it. Can I get an amen right there? He's told our church, this is a warning. He that hath ears, let him hear. You either use it or you lose it. This church has so many blessings and so much favor from God going for it. I mean, need I even get started? I was talking, need I even get started on all he's done? But you either use it or you're going to lose it. Where much is given, much is required. So use it or lose it, church. What a warning. God gives you light. God gives you truth. You are to use it. You are to send the light. Now, I'm looking tonight in Luke chapter 11. I'm done. Luke chapter 11, verse 35. I want you to see this. This verse grabbed my attention. It's grabbed my attention 3 days ago, and I can't let it go. And there's so much here, I don't have another 15 minutes to preach on it, but Luke 11, 35. I might read a few verses around if it's okay. Let's look at verse 33. Let's just look at it. No man, when he lighted a candle, are y'all okay? Are y'all there? Luke 11, 33. Y'all, I didn't see Bibles. I didn't see people turning Bibles. We got it up. Luke 11, 33. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. Now, when people come in Bethel Church, what do they see? If they come in here and they see the preacher, and that's what they pay attention to, the preacher, the preacher, the preacher, they're going to get what the preacher can do for them, which is nothing. If they come in and they see the choir, they're going to get what the choir can do for them. And though I love the choir can't do a whole lot for you. But if you come in and you'll project the light, church, and when men, oh, glory to God, if they come in and see the light, amen, they're going to get what Jesus can do for them. If he's your focus, you're going to get what Jesus can do for you. That's what I'm interested in. We'll get more, amen, if we'll get under the light. We'll get what Jesus can do for you. Verse 34, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, the whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Here's my verse that I'm troubled with. I'm troubled. Yes, I am. I'm troubled. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Woo, preacher. Does that mean the light can just, I can lose my, no. Not talking about losing your salvation. But God could allow your light to be smothered because of what you're doing and how you're doing it. He can smother that light and put it right down. I'm telling you, he's been too good to me. I have the light that he gave me. I've got to enjoy the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I do not want it snuffed out because I was ashamed. because I decided that prosperity and I decided that pleasure and recreation and amusement and entertainment was more important than preaching this gospel. Young man, will you hear me? I don't care what Dr. Salmon Brass and Reverend Tinklin Symbol has to say about it. You listen to the Word of God and stay true to preaching the Word of God. And if it hair lips every deacon you've got, you keep preaching, projecting the glorious light of the gospel, and honey, it'll stand. If you're propped up by a deacon can take you out. If you're propped up by money in that church, Money in that church can take you out. But if Jesus puts you there, honey, it'll stand when the world's on fire. Amen. That's not my notes either. My job tonight is to discharge the truth. My job tonight is to tell you that there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The name is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Oh, Preacher Darren, that's really great. I believe you have no idea how many times that on after a service was over. Y'all listen to me. I want to tell y'all something. When a service is over, I met some. Y'all looking at me? Meet me over here, boys. After service was over, I stepped out on the porch, and I preached, and the gospel people said, amen, amen, amen. I stepped out on the porch to speak to somebody. They whirled around, put their finger, pushed me up against the wall, and said, you preach a lie in there. It's happened to me on three occasions, right out there. Your preacher got pushed into a wall for preaching that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you don't holler amen while I'm preaching it, amen, then they think you're on their side. But if they hear you holler amen, amen, preacher, they'll know they can't push your preacher on the front porch of the church. It ain't going to happen around here because this place is dedicated to serving Jesus. And young man, you hear me. I've been through some worship wars. This boy's been through some battles along the way. And I'm going to tell you something. The light cannot be put out by darkness. It cannot happen. I don't care how big or how small your light is. It cannot be put out. I showed you that when I started. I hope tonight that'll help us all. Honey, your family, they're trying to breathe down your neck. They're trying to tell you you're crazy. Trying to tell you you're brainwashed. Trying to tell you that Jesus is not the only way. Honey, you just keep shining the light. Your job tonight is just to shine the light and to sow the seed. That's all we're supposed to do. Well, that man, he said, you're awful brave to preach it in there. But you won't preach it out here. I ain't always been saved. It come to me what I needed to do. I'll get that nose in about 2 seconds. And I looked at him, I put my finger up, I said, sir, I'm telling you that Jesus is the only way to heaven. He is the truth and nothing else is, and he is the life. Everything else is dead and in desolation without Jesus Christ. And he grabbed me by the tie and just said, it ain't worth it, walked off. And I think the Holy Ghost just said, you better tramp out on. I'm going to tell you something. I've had my car beat in. I've had it punched. I've had trash thrown all over my back of my truck. Not just trash bags ripped open, thrown in my truck, in the bed of it, and the trash bag still laying there. Yes, right at our church. Yes, it is not popular to preach what I'm preaching. You may look around tonight and say, well, it's no big deal. It's just Wednesday night. He's just going to preach. We'll just skip by. Let me tell you something. There is a warfare that goes on every time this church gathers. Hell is on red alert, amen, and it's got people trying to do their business. And I'm telling you, church, our job is to project the light. It's not popular. And it's becoming less and less popular. My concern is for younger men. I mean, my time's getting over. I'm getting up there. I preach nearly 30 years, going on 29, 30 years. And listen, hear me, younger men. My son, these young boys, what are they going to face if the people of God don't rally and say, we are here to project the truth of the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ? They're trying to put it under a bushel. Who is they, Preacher Darren? The world. The adversary. The devil. Your flesh at times even wants to put it under the bushel. I'm just challenging you. The truth must shine. You stand to your feet. Father, thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us physical strength to be able to preach tonight. Lord, I pray that God, you'd use the message to be a help and encouragement. We love you, praise you, and we honor you. May you meet with us. In Jesus' name we pray.